This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Chris Sinzak and Aaron Camara.
Loved by many, hated by bots, respected by anyone who's ever tried to make a podcast last almost a decade, this is the Decibel Geek Podcast. My name is Aaron Camara, and I'm joined, as always, by my awesome friend, Chris Sinzak.
Hey, hey.
How's it going, man?
Good.
A lot going on in the world nowadays, yeah. Huh? In our world.
Yeah, in our world specifically.
Rock and roll podcasting. Whoever thought it could make such a big difference?
It's been a soap opera week for our little bubble of the world.
Yeah. I told everybody we'd be having a sit-down conversation this week about all the things going on, and we're definitely going to do that. But of course, before we get to all that, we got to take care of that business. And the business is reviews and recommendations. We don't beg for a lot. This is one thing we'll get down on our knees for and say, please give us a review and a recommendation. It means so much. No reviews this week. The world's crumbling around us. The times, they are changing.
The bots took our reviews away too. Damn it. We can't win.
We've been banned from reviews.
We'll be podcasting naked inside of a month. Can't even have clothes.
Oh, man. What are we going to do?
Yeah, you're welcome for that visual, those of you that know what we look like.
Yeah, what are we going to
do? That was the bot messaging you, yes, that's correct.
Well, so if you do feel like leaving us a review, you know where to do it at.
Yeah, we need some.
I know some people that really appreciate us, and I know we sure appreciated last week having Toby Wright come over and break down Jar of Flies for us.
That was fun.
Man, that was awesome. How amazing. I'm still blown away by it, how no songs to complete an album in like a week.
Yeah, and yeah.
It's insane.
Written, recorded, produced, and mixed in 20 days.
Yeah, wow.
That's crazy. But yeah, this is truly a magical album from a magical time, and great having Toby on, and also his partner Jay with the Tomes Company, and had some feedback that some people have tried the trial, and it's working for them.
That's awesome.
So happy for that. I'm going to try to start it myself soon, so I'm looking forward to trying it out, because I sure as hell could use some good sleep. But our favorite people that shared on Facebook, retweeted on Twitter, last week's Jar of Flies albums Unleashed, Geeks of the Week. Geeks of the Week this week are Jeff Reed, Jeffrey Mendenhall, Paul Smith, Joseph Capone, John Phillips, Ian Wadley, Matt Ashcraft, Aaron Parkin, David Gregory Karsh, Mikhail Burrell, Shay Hargett, Rad Taker, Warren Edward, LaRue Baker, Shane Aber, Jay Shabluski, CGCM Podcast, Trevor McDougall, Gino Ames, The Bakery Podcast, Aaron Baker, David Glenn, Greg McGlone, Brian Knapp, In Obscuria Podcast, Cal Hens, Adam Cox, Joe Royland, Sit and Spin with Joe, Christopher Stokes, Jeff Taylor, Robin the Hood, J.J. Mack, William Elam, Eladio, Vet Halen, Twisted Kister, Ernesto Aguiar, and as always,
The Mooger Fooger. All right. Those are our people. They shared it. They retweeted it. They loved last week's episode. Yep. They all been waiting patiently to see what the hell we're going to be talking about this week. And here we are. So I guess I kind of hinted it a little bit last week, but once again this week, I got to tell you, any music you're hearing during this episode here today is brought to you by our awesome friends in the band Jesus Chrysler. And we're playing them today in tribute of Craig Duffy, their awesome drummer, who recently passed away. Yeah. Our hearts and prayers go out to the band, their fans, their family, their friends, everybody.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Baco is a good friend of ours here at Decibel Geek, has been for many, many years. And the one thing I really love most, I think, about Jesus Chrysler, first off, they're an awesome rock band that write great songs. And secondly, they do all these awesome skits and videos and stuff. And the last couple of days, Baco's been posting a lot of that stuff. Yeah. And it's funny because we've been doing this for so long. I've known Baco for so long. I've seen a lot of these videos over the years. And it's almost like you get to know Duffy a little bit because he's such a cool part of all those videos.
Yeah, and he posted kind of a little, like a mashup of different things that involved Duffy and I told him, I don't know if it helps much, but I got a few chuckles and a smile out of watching it because it seems like he was a great dude. I'm way too young to go, and I'm sorry for you guys' loss. But enjoy the music that we play, and I'll put a link to some Jesus Chrysler stuff on the show notes.
The stuff's coming off of Make Bold Statements. That's the Jesus Chrysler album. It's an awesome one. Go check it out.
It's one of my favorite t-shirts to wear, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that shirt. So, yeah, but yeah, so we before we get into the universally rejected title and what that's about, some of you already know, there's some other sad news that we got this week, and it looks like the end of the line for the Rock and Metal Combat podcast.
Man, it's not easy. Yeah. You know, it's a, when you start a podcast like this, and I joked about it coming into the show, that's, you know, we're almost at this a decade now, just like a year and a half shy of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. So many awesome podcasts have fallen by the wayside along the way, you know, that have kind of come up with us, and that's always a bummer to see that, because what I've learned is, you know, podcasting, especially rock music podcasting, is such a brotherhood that we all want to rise up together, and we all want to do something better for the listeners. And so when, oh man, it's hard to even put it in words, when an awesome one like Rock and Metal Combat podcast drops off, that is a true bummer.
Yeah. And one of my favorite go-to podcasts over the years, and also both Ian and Ralph became friends of ours.
Totally. You know, both of them.
It's a sad thing, and you know, everybody's got their reasoning for doing what they do, and I'm not gonna try to stand in the way of them not doing the show anymore, because they have to do what's right for them, and I appreciate everything that they have done over the years. But as the organizer of Rockin' Pod, I have
to say, I'd like to stand in the way of it if we could.
Well, if I could, but I, as the organizer of Rockin' Pod, I need to say a few things, and I need to make a plea for something.
Yeah, because nobody's going to come to Rockin' Pod if Ralph and Ian aren't there.
Well, I hopefully you're wrong on that, but they were a big part of it. The Rockin' Pod Expo would not be what it's become without those two, and their listenership, the fans of that. And I put a post on their group page this morning saying I have a few things to say about this, and listeners of this show need to listen to Decibel Geek this week. A lot of you already do, and we appreciate that. But I got a few things I want to say. I get, you know, if you don't want to work together, Ian and Ralph, I hope you're listening to this. That's fine. But I want to propose something. Everything's fresh right now. I'm not taking sides on this. I love both of you.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I'm making a plea for one time at Rockin' Pod this year for you guys to get up on stage and do a live Rock and Metal Combat podcast, just to ride off into the sunset. Because the biggest reasoning, I know you both, and I know you both love each other like brothers, and for there to be tension and bad feelings right now, that sucks. But you guys have too good of a friendship, even regardless of whether you do the show, regardless of whether you come to the expo or not. I want you guys to hash that out, because as two good guys, I think you guys should work that out between yourselves, because you guys have a good friendship, even though there's issues now. And you guys would tell Aaron and I the same thing if we were doing this, going through this too.
Yeah, I think so.
It's not worth, you know, whatever stuff led to this recent decision to blow a friendship up. In my opinion,
definitely not.
So that's my first point. But if you guys come, I think, because here's the thing, the listenership of your show, as you guys have seen this week, the outpouring of love you guys have gotten, you guys have probably the most loyal listenership of any rock and roll podcast that's out there. I mean, and it's well deserved, because you do an entertaining show, but you guys have seriously devoted fans. And these people come out in mass every year to donate to the expo, to be attendees of the expo. And this is not about me selling tickets or anything like that. This is me thinking that the fact that you guys are so ingrained as part of Rockin' Pod and bringing it to be what it is, the best way to go out is get together one time, give each other a hug or a blowjob, and to crack a few jokes for the people that want to see you guys do it one more time. That's all I'm asking.
I think that's another aspect of it too. Rock and Metal Combat being such an awesome show and having such a legendary backlog of all the episodes they've done, for it to end the way it did,
I don't like that.
It's just kind of like, if you were new and you discovered it and you loved it and you listened from their very first episode all the way up to the end, you'd feel bad because there's no closure.
Right.
So even if you guys can't hash it out and work together anymore, give your listeners some closure.
Yeah, just do the
and
one.
Come hang out with us at Rockin' Pod.
It's not the same without you guys. And,
no, uh-uh.
And you don't have to like do any shows leading up to this. You don't even have to talk to each other leading up to this. I just want both of you to, you could private message me and just agree to it. That's it. And show up and do it. But I want the hatch to get buried, not in each other's heads, but but I want you guys to do this because I think it's a worthy thing, and I think the listeners would do it. And so there's a lot of Rock and Metal Combat podcast listeners that are hearing me say this. Join me in harassing both Ian and Ralph and pushing them to do this because I think it's the best way to do it.
And tell them if they don't do it, they have to deliver the podcast King's Crowns to us immediately.
I like that.
Yeah, as runner up to the awesome tournament that tore the world apart a couple of years ago.
Yeah. If you guys don't do this at Rock and Pod, Aaron and I are going to get fitted for crowns.
Yes.
So
definitely.
If that doesn't motivate you, I don't know what does. So I've said my piece. Listeners, you know what to do.
Yeah.
Tell those guys, send them a clip of this. Tell them we love you and we want you to do this one more time.
Get some shirts printed out. Ralph and Ian for Rock and Pod 2020.
Yeah, we can do the I Was There shirt. We can do the whole Kiss thing with this, you know?
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, because we don't need a Tommy Thayer in Rock and Metal Combat podcast.
Subject at hand.
Yeah.
The future of the Decibel Geek podcast.
Yeah. A lot of bombshells being dropped today.
So,
are we quitting?
As of last week, no, we're not quitting.
I'm just fucking with you.
Jeez, man. We can't celebrate decade of Decibel Geek in a year and a half if
like
we throw
the
in the towel now.
Yeah. We have to get to the 10-year mark just so we can use that phrase.
You damn right. We finally bust out some best of episodes.
God. Good luck editing that.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
10 years of clips.
So way, way back when we started doing this, the one main thing that we looked at is what can we do with Decibel Geek? What can we do to help rock and roll? And the main thing was just let's showcase classic rock, 80s rock, 90s rock, new stuff, you know, let's cover it all. Let's let's try to make a resurgence in rock and roll. And if nothing else, let's find other people out there that love the rock music as much as we do, and let's turn them on to all kinds of stuff.
And that's why Motley Crue's doing a stadium tour. It's because of us.
Let's not take credit for that.
I'm getting ready for my crown.
Because we put them back together.
That's right. But yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
So all we ever wanted to do was celebrate rock and roll and help rock and roll. So we talked about in the beginning, you know, what should Decibel Geek be? And of course, one of the ideas that came up, one of the original ideas was the Radio Sucks radio show.
Coined by Aaron Camaro.
And what I explained it, you know, we're just going to play radio DJs. Mm-hmm. We're going to play some music that you're not hearing anywhere else that other outlets should be showcasing for the bands that just aren't getting it the way they used to. And that was like, from there, we're like, then we'll do Albums Unleashed, and we'll do this, and we'll hear in reviews and all that, you know, and it just kind of branched out from there. So Radio Sucks Radio Show was really a staple. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what we're up to, but there's a lot of them.
38 or 39, something like, got close to 40.
Nice.
And that's where it ends.
And that's where it ends, you know. So I guess So before last week, I didn't even know we were on Spotify.
I submitted us 6-7 months ago, I think. You know, you can just you could submit your feed to it.
Okay.
Because they were asking for, you know, anybody and everybody. If you have a podcast, submit it. I was like, fuck it, why not?
Yeah, sure.
So yeah, if you don't know, we were on Spotify for a few months and then we got tossed off.
Yeah.
I figured out when we got tossed. Well, no, actually, it's not. I don't know when we got tossed off. Up till the last episode we were there because, yeah, anyway, the stat thing changed with our host company and. But like they were tracking Spotify listens separately.
Yeah.
Like you could hit a tab and it would show you which episodes had what downloads. But then after November, they just lumped it all in together.
Hmm.
It wasn't a giant part of our audience, though.
No.
No. But I mean, we had a few people get vocal when we got taken off saying, hey, where the hell's Decibel Geek? This is how I listen. And certainly wasn't our decision. Well, somebody brought it to our attention that we were gone. And then I'm like, why? Well, I never got a notice about this or anything. And then the next day I got the email.
Yeah.
Saying, basically, from Spotify's, I think it was like content control team or something. And it says Universal Music put in a complaint that we were infringing on their copyright of music. And we had 5 days to appeal it with Universal Music. And if we win that appeal, then go back to Spotify and say, hey, here's documentation that we won the appeal. And then they'll think about reinstating the podcast. But we don't have a legal leg to stand on.
So. You know, people have asked me over the years, you know, so you guys play music, right?
Yeah.
Can you do that? And I always said, well, I don't know. To be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure. What I do know is that every episode we do that we play music on, all we're doing is basically, you know, tricking the listeners into listening to the best infomercial that there could ever be.
Yeah, because we're not making money on it.
No. And so all we're doing is, you know, gathering up people that are fans of this music and exposing them to your, I guess to them would be product.
Right.
You know, to somebody else it'd be art, but to them it's their product. We're exposing people to your product. And in turn, we've got numerous examples of people that have heard something on Decibel Geek and have gone out immediately and bought it.
We've had people that have bought an entire discography of a band after hearing some of their stuff on our show. I think, you know, for physical sales, I bet we're right up there with the amount of money that artists are making off Spotify.
We're moving units, damn it.
Yeah, we're moving.
At least helping.
Yeah, more than a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a penny. that's the funniest part of this whole thing is a company that basically screws the artist, taking us down because we're supposedly screwing the artist. I don't know. But, I mean, this is basically all done through Universal Music.
Right, because if you talk to an artist, and we've talked to numerous over the years, they love it. They love it that somebody's playing their song and talking about it and, you know, exposing people to it. In an age where a new Sebastian Bach single isn't getting played on your local radio station, for example, and, you know, an outlet where people are still talking about it and still care about it and want to be exposed to things like that, and then in turn go purchase the product.
Yeah. And I know there's a few know-it-alls that are listening to this going, well, but legally you can't do that.
And you're right.
We know.
And you're right.
And I get it. I get that the legal part of it, you know, we can be screwed, blued, and tattooed, and sued for everything. But just, what was that, a Sleazebees album?
I think so. Good one.
Yeah, good one.
I'll have to look and see if we can.
Do we owe money because I said the name Sleazebees? And here's where we'd put the song. But no, I get the argument that we can't. But, you know, and like I've had people come to me and, you know, how do you get away with that? And I'm like, well, it's essentially the Wild West. And, you know, we view ourselves as an infomercial. We always push people to buy product.
Always.
We buy product ourselves.
Absolutely.
You
know, and just for example, I thought this was funny that the Radio Sucks Radio Show Classic Rock Edition.
Yeah.
Every song that we played on there, I own the CD.
Yeah.
Every single song.
Yeah.
So isn't that some sort of ownership?
Not when you're sharing it with thousands of people.
Can I just take a picture of myself holding up the CD and send it into Spotify or Universal and be like, here you go, proof I own it.
Yeah, and then they'll say, okay, now they'll tell the thousands of people that listen to it to send pictures of them holding the CD.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have an argument.
Just
we really don't. We really don't have an argument legally. But I think our intentions are pure of heart, as they would say.
Always. Always from day one. All we have ever wanted to do was help. And we have helped. So. Yeah. But, you know, at the end of the day, when Universal comes around and says, we really don't have much of a choice but to respect their wishes.
So we've gone back and forth over what to do.
Well, let's look at what we lose going forward. Well, we definitely lose the Radio Sucks radio show. So that's the
unless
end of
we throw to a song and say, now go to Spotify and click play on this song.
Never. Never will we do that now.
I heard there were people that unsubscribed to Spotify just because of what happened to us.
Right. And there's a lot of people that probably got on Spotify just because it was an easier way, maybe they thought.
It is convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a Spotify user. I'm not going to lie.
I am not. I never have been.
It's incredibly convenient. I've discovered a lot of cool music that way. But if it's something that's really cool that I discover, I do buy it.
Yeah.
But anyway. So Radio Sucks is definitely gone. We're viewing this as a chance to freshen up the show, though.
It's a challenge.
It is.
It's a challenge to make things better. So we kind of discuss some things, but I think it's fun. Normally we do something like this just for our VIPs, but I think it's important to include everybody in our little discussion of what the future holds for Decibel Geek. So we definitely lose Radio Sucks radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as year in reviews go, if we ever do one of them again, I think we can do it. We just don't have the songs in there. And even at that, there's some question about clips and things like that. You know, what you can and can't do.
There is documentation out there that basically if you're doing something as far as like a commentary and you're highlighting, talking about a certain band or a certain thing, that you can get away with a clip.
I thought that's exactly what year in review is.
Pretty much. It's just an example of what you're talking about. So we might still do clip. We're going back and forth on this. We're trying to figure it out ourselves, guys, because we didn't. I guess we kind of saw this coming, but our biggest fear is that Spotify is just the first domino to fall.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
so we want to be here for you always.
Yeah. We don't want to get completely axed.
So we're going to do what we can to make the show even better. And not feel like we're losing much, because we're really not.
Well, we're going to try to introduce some cool new shit, too.
Exactly. Yeah. So, here's what I'm thinking. There's going to be more albums unleashed, right?
Yeah.
So, we're going to buckle down on that.
More interviews.
Get more of them. More interviews. We'll do more year in reviews. We can still do them. We can't do...
Well, we did like to do top five songs of certain bands from eras. That could fall under the commentary thing, too.
Right, because we can still discuss everything. And it's cool to know that over the years, a lot of people have sent us messages and said, I skip through the songs most of the time. Yeah. I just like to hear you guys talk.
And I think so a lot of you do.
It'll be interesting to see when it's a little less music heavy what the response is going to be. But guess what? I think I can bust out more Camaro's cutout bins because nobody's going to come chasing after us over those bands. Because they're not big, famous, huge name bands, right?
Well, I don't know. I'm clearly not an expert.
And we can reach out to our friends at Frontiers and Rat Pack Records and other companies that have, you know,
we're going to see what we can get away with.
Yeah, gratefully. Yeah. So it's going to be an experiment a little bit, you know, but.
And obviously, New Noise will continue.
Oh, yeah, totally. See, no reason for New Noise. Yeah. Then the best thing about New Noise is when we play a band and then eventually we get a letter from somebody saying we can't play them no more. That means we did it. We got them to where they needed to be. And then we'll
That's
be
a good
happy.
Idea.
Then we'll be happy to get those letters and we get them. We'll display them proudly. Say, this band, hey, they were a fresh blood band 2 years ago. And now look, we're getting letters from Universal.
On that and on that note, we're on the lookout for more independent artists, unsigned artists that we can get away with playing.
So in the upcoming week, sometime real soon, I'm getting a Decibel Geek P.O. box. Right. And we're going to welcome any rock bands that want their stuff played on Decibel Geek to send it to us. Not only will we most likely play it, I'm going to add it to the Decibel Geek library.
Yeah.
And it'll live on in honor and prestige forever.
It's a physical product.
Exactly. So I'll figure that out. I'll get the P.O. box. We'll make it official. And we can do some other cool stuff, too. So we've been kind of going over some stuff, and we've got a ton of awesome ideas and things we can do, you know, to maybe, I don't know, make up for losing some music as we figure out what we can and can't do.
Another idea I had, and I think you were okay about this, is... like basically like assigning each other stuff to review and then come back the next week.
Right on.
And we could make it into like a gambling thing or something where we bet on, I don't know, chart position of something or I don't know, or like maybe we could take like great old records like Kiss Alive or Kiss Destroyer and like bet on if Rolling Stone's original review was positive or negative. That's actually not a bad idea. Well, you never know. And then like whoever's wrong has to listen to an album that the other one reviews, and I could assign you something horrible that you have to listen to and come back and talk about, or it could be something where I'm like, you haven't heard this and you need to hear it. It can go either way.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds fun. We experiment with that.
Wouldn't mind doing some trivia stuff too.
That's what I was thinking. I would like to compile a list of phone numbers. But I want people that listen to this show to send in their phone numbers to us so that we can randomly call you and get you on the show with us sometimes.
Like the Rock and Rolodex ones we did?
Kind of like we did Rock and Rolodex. Or we can pick a question, just one question, and say, let's go to the Rolodex.
Okay.
And just call people out.
Those are fun to do.
And ask them that one single question.
We want to get more interactive with you guys.
Yeah, because you guys are all awesome. And some of my honest God favorite episodes are the ones where people have come on the show. Mm-hmm. Just fans, just like us. They don't have to be a producer of Grammy Award winning album. You know, they don't have to be most awesome lead guitar player around. You know, it can be fans just like you and me, you know, that tell the best stories. We had guys like Starsky on and all the other ones that came on to help out Rockin' Pod in the last few years. Those are honestly my most favorite episodes.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, when our friends come on and share their rock and roll stories with us. I like that a lot.
And also, we'll open up the forum to you guys because we're basically now in an idea stage.
Yeah.
So if you have,
man, the wheels are turning.
If you have great ideas, send them in. We'll look at what we can do.
We'll entertain it because we're thinking about, you know, how we can do this, and the more ideas, the better. And it's just stuff we can try, and we'll be like, hey, that didn't work, or this was awesome.
I like the gambling idea. Let's come up with ways that we can torture each other.
You've got a problem, Sinzak. So I thought, since we are universally rejected, I think it's really important to look through at the bands that you will no longer hear full songs of.
Well, it's going
to
be depressing.
On the Decibel Geek podcast. It is going to be depressing, so I want you to know the gravity of this. So the first on the list, and it's a long list, and these are just ones that really apply to us. So the first one is the most obvious, and I don't know how we didn't get shut down 2 years ago when we did this.
What?
When we did our episodes about the Beatles.
Yeah.
The heavier side of the Beatles.
It's kind of funny those didn't get shut down.
That one alone should have been the one that sunk it.
Yeah, because their lawyers are hungry.
No George Harrison, no John Lennon, no Paul McCartney, no Ringo Starr. Chris Sinzak, you can't even play Yoko Ono.
That's quite all right.
On the Decibel Geek podcast.
I'm sparing humanity.
So the Beatles.
Thank you, Universal.
Beatles, you're out. Sorry. All right, the rest of the bands, I just kind of go down the list. Three Doors Down, we've never played any.
No
Three
problem
Doors
there.
Down, I don't think that's a big deal. Audio Slave, I don't think we've. I don't
maybe
think
once.
We've played Audio Slave, but I don't see why one day we wouldn't. So that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, they were okay.
Blink 182, you ever see ourselves playing any? I really don't.
No.
The Bloodhound Gang.
No problem there.
I kind of like some of their stuff.
I liked it when I was really high riding around in a car when it was new.
Well, our idea of doing a reggae rock episode is out the window.
Thank God.
No Bob Marley.
One of Aaron's worst ideas ever.
You don't like that. You're really not going to like this. No Bon Jovi.
Oh, now I'm sad.
Good thing we already played all the good stuff the four or five times we played Bon Jovi.
Such a hater.
On the show.
Such a hater.
The early stuff.
This is the man who spun several Tough songs, just so you guys
Tough
know.
Tough is awesome.
Okay.
No Boston.
I like Boston.
I do too. No Bryan Adams. But we can still talk about the Kiss songs that he wrote.
Yeah.
We can still do that.
Talk about War Machine.
No Buck Cherry. These bands are all too big for us.
That's fine.
They don't need no help. Universal has got them on every radio station in the country.
Oh, sure. They're making a ton of money, I'm sure.
Just like the Butthole Surfers.
I like some of their stuff.
I do, too. You know, I could see us playing some of
that.
Gibby. Some of their good stuff. No Chris Cornell. I guess that goes along with the Audio Slave. Yeah. Nope, Children of Bottom. So no black metal episode ever. Sorry if you were holding off for that.
I'm so upset I'm going to go burn a church down.
Here's one I was kind of surprised to see on this list. Coal Chamber. Coal Chamber.
I used to dig some of their stuff.
Me too. Now I wish we'd have played some because great, now we can't.
Great cover with Ozzy Osbourne of Shock the Monkey.
Yeah, I remember that. Here's another one, Crash Diet.
That's a band that's big in like glam metal lore, but I never really got on board with them. I've tried several times too.
Somebody is because they're a universal artist.
Okay.
No more tributes to Gary Corbett because we cannot play any Cyndi Lauper.
Alrighty.
Those days are done. This one saddens me. No Danzig.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss Danzig. I would like to have done a top five Danzig songs. That would have been pretty
cool. We won't get to play anything off the Danzig Sings Elvis album.
No.
That's coming up.
No. They're taking it from us.
Universal.
According to this, Universal don't care if we play Blondie, but we cannot play any solo Debbie Harry.
Debbie Harry.
Yeah.
You're pulling all these artists that we'd never play before.
Deep Purple, man.
Yeah.
Deep Purple is done. Def Leppard. I know we've shown a lot of love to Deep Purple and Def Leppard on this show. There will be no Dire Straits or Doro or Dragon Force.
No Doro. I love Doro.
I know. Doro hurts a little bit. No Duran Duran.
I'm sure you're in mourning.
I'm a little bummed about that. Now when Duran Duran comes back with their rock album, they
the Duran Duran Thrash album.
Well, this one kind of bums me out. I was kind of surprised to be on this list. If Dwayne the Rock Johnson ever decides to come out with a heavy metal album, we will not be able to feature the track here on the show.
He has a record deal with Universal?
Yeah, isn't that weird? So I guess if he ever does decide to come out with one, maybe it's a spoken word thing. I don't know.
I have no idea.
But that'd be pretty awesome. I'd buy the Rock's heavy metal album.
No, there's one copy sold.
This is one I kind of always wanted to do a heavier side of because they do have some heavier stuff. I would have liked it. The Eagles. No more Eagles.
They get enough money already.
But I think we could have squeezed out a pretty good heavier side of the Eagles, but we're not on the case with that.
I wonder if we can get away with doing any of these music stuff episodes on Patreon.
Probably not, because those are people that are supporting the show.
Yeah, that's true.
So
just thinking out loud. Just wish there was like an underground way of doing it.
Yeah. Pirates. Pirates of the Podcast.
All right, who else?
Oh, this one's good news for me, but bad news for you. There will never be any Elton John played on the Decibel Geek Podcast.
Why is an Elton John hater?
Yes, dodge a bullet with that one.
I don't get that.
No Evanescence, no Exodus.
That sucks.
That does suck. I was bummed out by Exodus. No Finger 11.
Finger 11?
They're rock, aren't they?
Yeah, I just haven't heard that name in like 15 years.
But they're on there.
Okay.
They're big shots. Here's another one that surprised me. Flaw. Remember Flaw?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, early 2000s, big band, but they're still there.
Went on tour with Finger 11.
Label mates.
Yeah, probably.
Godsmack. That includes Sully Erna solo stuff. You can't play any Go-Go's, Chris.
Well, damn, I'm going on vacation.
These ones are going to hurt. This one's going to be painful.
What?
No Great White, no Guns N' Roses, no Heart.
Damn. All
Universal
right.
has no heart right. for us. That's sad. No Him, no Hinder, no Imagine Dragons. That must be a typo.
Suddenly I realize you're going in alphabetical order.
I'm going in alphabetical order. Let's get to the painful ones. How about Iron Maiden?
Yeah.
And Joe Walsh. There will never be a heavier side of Johnny Cash. No Joe Satriani.
Oh, that sucks. I like Joe.
And no Kiss.
Well, I knew that was going to happen. I mean, I've known Universal own them for a while.
And I love doing Kiss episodes.
Ian Wadley is like doing backflips right now over the thought that we're never going to play Kiss again.
I can't.
Oh my God, Kiss.
How can we do it? How can this show continue without playing Kiss?
Christmas in July with no music.
It's just going to be, maybe, here's an idea. We can talk to Toby. And you know how he was telling us about his tomes, how they give you feelings of like relaxation.
Yeah.
And, you know, and sometimes he can make it where they make you feel weird and things like that. What if, like I said, okay, so what I would play here is Cold Gin.
And you're going to play a tome?
But instead, what we're going to do is put in a section of tomes that Toby Wright has master engineered to give you the feeling that you would feel as if you were hearing Cold Gin. And then you'd be like, and next we're going to play Read My Body. until you make up a thing that make you feel anxious and weird inside.
Or nauseous.
Or a little nauseous, yeah. too, yeah. And be like, that's how you would feel had we played that song.
You're insane.
I don't know. What else?
Oh, man, no Kiss. That's...
Yeah, that's terrible. That makes me real sad.
Kiss... I really don't listen to Kiss much anymore.
What?
It's just ingrained in my DNA now. I don't even need to listen to it.
You don't see, that's it. You know, like, and, you know, I selected this track off the first Kiss album, and it's Black Diamond. How down the street. And we sing it.
God. Boom, boom. All know? Across America. Unsubscribe.
Universal comes back and says, please
start playing
play
music.
The songs.
Yeah. You're besmirching our product.
We'll just sing the songs poorly. Black Diamond. Yeah. And they'll be like, oh, God, no more. That's what people are starting to think the songs sound like.
That's why we talk. And
if we're going to do it that way, I'm really looking forward to doing the Limp Bizkit episode.
Oh, God. Limp Bizkit.
But yeah, no Limp Bizkit, no Marilyn Manson, no Meatloaf.
No Meatloaf.
This is going to hurt too. The big three. Metallica. Big three of the M's.
Metallica, Megadeth.
And Metal Church.
I don't care much for Metal Church.
I group them together.
Yeah.
Because they're in alphabetical order. So it lifts Metal Church up in importance. But yeah, we've...
I'm going to skip ahead. No Zebra, right?
We've done plenty of Megadeth and Metallica supporting.
A lot of these bands there's a back catalog to listen to.
I guess maybe that's the way they look at it, too. It's like, you know what? These guys have been putting out albums for all these years. And when they put out new albums, people actually go out and buy the shit out of them. And so there's no reason for you guys to play the songs because, you know, we're Universal. We got it covered.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't you worry about it.
It's all about money.
You guys need to concentrate on some of the smaller labels and some of the up-and-coming bands to get them to where we can snatch them up and squeeze the pennies.
I wonder if we're going to hear from people that go, I'm unsubscribing today because I can't get on board with the changes. I guess we'll probably lose a few people.
I can't stand the idea of never hearing an Ozzy song again on the Decibel
Geek
podcast.
I guess we probably will lose some listeners for this.
Maybe so, but where are you going to go?
If you are one of those people,
you have to listen to radio.
Thank you for listening for as long as you did. That's all I can
definitely.
Say.
This one's going to bring you down a lot, my friend.
What?
You will never get to do that awesome three-part special on Nickelback that you've always dreamed of.
How will I ever go on?
I know. That's it. I thought you'd say, well, that's it. I guess we are canceling the show after all.
So you're an N.I., so that means you did... You skipped over N-E, which means Juice Newton is safe to play.
I looked that up.
See, I made the joke for you.
I looked that up. I almost forgot. Yeah, she is safe, as far as I know.
All right.
Until we get a letter from somebody else,
I guess. Welcome to Juice Radio.
Oh, all juice.
All juice all the time.
Here's a great song by Metallica that you will love, but instead I'm going to play Juice Newton, and here it is.
Yeah. Sounds
Maybe
good
that's
me.
What we do. For every Universal artist, every time we would intro it is like, okay, here's a song by Pink Floyd. And it goes into Juice Newton again. But we talked about a different song and we come out of it and be like, man, I love the way Roger Waters sings on that one.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
All juice.
Yeah. We'll retain a lot of subscribers doing that.
I mean, there's some of them on here. The Offspring, POD, Papa Roach, Pat Benatar, Patti Smyth, Pet Shop Boys. I mean, that
Pantera?
That doesn't really affect us, no.
They were Atco Records.
Yeah.
I don't know who owns them now, though.
Phantom Blue.
That's a 80s female rock band.
Phantom Blue is on this list.
That's surprising.
That's going to hurt if we ever do Queen's Noise again.
I think we've played them in the past, right?
Maybe.
We've talked about them. I know that.
No Queen. You'll never have the opportunity to turn me on to Queen. Now I will never be a Queen fan. Thank you, Universal Music. You did that. You denied me being turned on to Queen for their I would go buy a bunch of Queen albums.
So do heavier side
of Queen. T-shirts and all these things that Chris was planning on doing an episode where he played me stuff that I would like by Queen.
I'll make you a Spotify playlist.
Good luck with that.
I know.
But yeah,
they can make a 15th of a chord.
Now I will never like Queen because I will never experiment with it further than I have.
All right, we're into Q.
That's on you, Universal. Queens of the Stone Age. That hurts me. I love that band. Queensryche. That sucks, too.
Mm-hmm.
No, they Rammstein. Own everybody.
They own everybody.
The Ramones. We slept on doing the other episodes that we were going to do on the Ramones, the other year's stuff.
It's all right.
We didn't get to do that.
We can still do conversation about
it. We can easily still do a conversation. See, this is where the perfect example of is who's a big Ramones fan that we know? Well, our friend Marky is a huge Ramones fan, and he's always wanted to come on the show and talk to us about it. And so why not, you know? And anybody else out there that you say, we would say, okay, we would like to do a show about the Queens of the Stone Age. Who out there is a huge fan of this band?
Right.
We find them. They come on. We talk about it. We have fun because we're all fans, and we got that awesome perspective on things.
And we can keep our show going, and you guys know where to go to find music, so...
Yeah.
Listen to it, and then like, I'm going to check that out, and then check it out.
If you need the Red Hot Chili Peppers, you go on to Spotify.
Yep.
We will never be able to Rickroll anybody.
Good.
That one's out of the equation. No Rob Zombie. Mm-hmm. No Saraya.
Wow.
That's some of these bands on here I'm surprised.
Like obscure bands.
Like, I'm not surprised by the Scorpions, Slash, Slayer, or any of those bands.
Right.
You know? But some of these, like, I don't know. We can't play no Steel Panther. So when they finally do come out with that album that's serious and kick-ass, we can't even play it for nobody. Dang. Supertramp, Tears for Fears, U2. Yes. I'm okay with that. Next one, that's a little tougher because this has been a band that's been a huge part of this show, Van Halen.
Yeah.
I guess there's other outlets. I mean, what else? Vixen, Volbeat, Weezer, Whitesnake, The Who, Wolfmother. And up next, I'm going to play for you a really awesome song by Yngwie Malmsteen. I think you're going to dig it.
That was awesome.
And that was Yngwie Malmsteen.
Solo didn't go on nearly long enough, though. I don't believe it. Fake news.
That'd be like you reading Geeks of the Week after a really good episode.
Right.
Trying to sing out the Yngwie Malmsteen guitar solos.
Yeah.
They'll be begging us in no time. Here, take it. We'll bring the CDs to your house.
Although, yeah, Yngwie will sue us himself.
So
is that the end?
Basically, the show goes on. We're not going nowhere. We're going to come up with some cool ideas. We're going to do some new things. It's going to be a lot less music played unless it's mostly by bands maybe you never heard of before, bands that actually are hungry, you know, that aren't already being taken care of. That's what we got to concentrate on anyway, because I guess if you break it down, yeah, we always celebrate the legends, and we're always going to talk about these bands. You know, we're going to do things like New Noise and keep up with the current product,
of course.
I think, a little bit more now. But we're still going to break off and do a lot of our classic stuff as well, and we're going to experiment on new things also. So, very cool.
And
I'm looking
forward
to it.
On the music side, you know, I like to think that we're good judges of decent stuff you haven't heard before. And yeah, we did that with label bands, but trust us with it. We're going to find bands that are independent that you're going to be like, wow, I'm going to actually check that out. I think that we're good at judging what you guys will probably like.
And I think we've been doing that for 8 years, proving it, that we know our stuff when we're talking about this music. So if we're telling you it's awesome, then it's worth your while to go check it out.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, so
excited
we've got some
future.
Got some brainstorming to do. So send us your ideas. I want to come up with some funny things we could do to entertain you guys and torture each other.
Yeah, if you want to know more about the technical side of how this whole Spotify Universal thing works, I highly recommend checking out the latest emergency episode of Cobras and Fire.
Yeah.
Because Loose Cannon, he may laugh like a maniac, but he's actually a pretty smart dude.
He is.
And he broke it down for me, and it makes me totally understand how it works.
Yeah, it's been, and then, like, we guess you meant Cobras and Fire got kicked. All of Ken Mills' show got kicked.
All kinds of good
A lot of good podcasts got kicked off Spotify. And so we've all been kind of commiserating behind the scenes, and it's been an interesting conversation. Growing Up Rock, they're gone.
Yeah.
Shows are going to do different things for themselves, but this is what we've decided to do. We're not going anywhere. We got to get to that 10-year mark at least.
Dang right.
I think it's, you know, it's time to change things around. It might be actually fun to mix it up and see how it goes. Who knows? Maybe it'll work out better this way.
I think so. I think so.
Although
it's going to be awesome.
Part of me does feel like David St. Hubbins and the bass player from Spinal Tap talking on that rooftop party going, you know, we're going to have so much free time to do what we want to do. I can do that Broadway show on Jack the Ripper, you know, called Saucy Jack. You know, so that makes me a little nervous, but who knows? You can say it's all Aaron Camaro's idea, so you know, blame him.
Yeah, that's that works. That works sometimes.
Yeah, but we'll see how it goes. We definitely want your feedback on this.
We want your suggestions on this. We want to know what you want in the show. If you've got ideas, if you think it would be funny to see those guys try to do something like this,
yeah, we're open.
We want
to
know it because we'll try it.
Yeah, we want to keep doing it, and if your feedback's good or bad, I want to hear it. So go to the comments section, email us, decibelgeek@gmail.com. Go to Patreon, sign up for the VIP. That's not going anywhere. Torpedo Dudes is back. Yeah. Started doing more episodes. I'm actually going to put one up today that you sent me recently.
I'm looking very, very much forward to Rock and Ron's videos that are going to be coming in real soon,
yeah,
because he's on the Monsters of Rock Cruise, and Rock and Ron always gets the best footage of all my favorite bands, because I couldn't go, and neither could you. Here we are, looking forward to the videos.
And for the Decibel Geek faithful that have held in through this all this time and through this episode, I'll give you a little bit of a early Rockin' Pod announcement.
Oh, sweet. So, and this is where it begins. It started last week with Toby Wright,
yeah,
at the end of the episode announcing that he was the first announcement of a appearance.
Yeah, Toby will be there. But Rockin' Pod's going to be August 14th through 16th.
Yeah.
The venue is going to be the Hilton Nashville Airport for the expo.
Yeah.
We're going to do a pre-party Friday at Mercy Lounge. There's going to be a movie screening. I'm not going to give away what we're showing yet.
Okay.
There's going to be a movie screening at a local theater after the expo. It's a double feature. And I'll just say that there's some comedians involved.
Nice. That's worked out well in years past.
And those comedians will also be doing a show at Zany's the next night. But I can't give away names just yet. But you guys are going to like it. And then for Rockin' Pod, some of the confirmed guests, Toby, obviously. Ron Keel is coming back to Nashville.
Yes.
Also, I have to completely confirm with him over the phone this week, but Troy Lucchetta from Tesla is coming.
Sweet.
And also, I confirmed this week that Tommy Skio, formerly of Tesla, is going to be at Rockin' Pod this year.
Nice.
As well as Jason Beeler from Saigon Kick, who is also returning.
Right on.
And our good buddy Drew Fortier is going to return. I talked to him yesterday. So these are
ones. He's got to be there. It can't be Rock and Pod.
He has to. I thought it wouldn't be the same without you. Yeah. So he's got to. So those are the yeses already. I've got a lot of. And also Tony Harnell, unless a gig comes up. But he's agreed in principle to come. And I am working on some big names too. But I haven't gotten the yeses yet. We got to get the site launched. Keep all this between us, listeners, I don't want to spoil the surprise on Friday when we go live with the website. So just those of you listening to this, and that all the names I just announced, don't spread it around just yet.
That we probably shouldn't have recorded.
It's fine
for the regular show.
If they do, they do. Let me make clear, there will be a discount hotel code that will be involved when we announce on Friday. So, don't book your hotel just yet at the Hilton Nashville Airport, because we will get a discounted code that you can use on the website, and that helps me not become homeless. Because
Great. If
I don't sell out our room block, then I'm in deep shit. So please wait till I get that link live and stay at the hotel for two nights. So there will be cool things that are in it for you if you book at the hotel through our block.
Cool.
And I'll announce all that this weekend.
All right, man. Looking forward to that. This Friday, right?
Yeah, this Friday. Valentine's Day. It'll be 6 months to the day.
Nice. Yeah. Tell your ladies and your guys what you want for Valentine's Day is tickets to Rockin' Pod.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Awesome. So, yeah, exciting times.
Yeah.
This could have been scary, but we're not scared.
Yeah.
We're the Decibel Geek Podcast. We ain't going nowhere. We're going to rock and roll for you as long as we can.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.